Envision this. You are a physician in a busy group practice, and today you are seeing Fred, a 62-year-old male with a complaint of change of color in his eyes. He tells you, "I notice that the whites of my eyes and my skin are yellow. I haven't felt any pain or any other symptoms at all. My son is a nurse, and he said that I may have hepatitis." He continues, "I looked it up on the internet, but I don't think that's what it is. But I'm here to see what you think, doc." On exam, you observe that he is indeed jaundiced and he has minimal abdominal pain on deep palpation. These findings concern you, so you order a CT scan and note a small mass at the head of the pancreas. You explain your findings to Fred, and he says, "Not the news I was hoping for, but one question, why am I yellow?" How will you further explain your concerns and describe jaundice to Fred? Welcome to Audio Bricks. This is Ed Barnes breaking down bile secretion and function in yeas. After completing this section, you will be able to 1. Define bile, list its components as secreted from the liver, and explain how this differs after storage in the gallbladder. 2. Describe the endocrine mechanism stimulating gallbladder contraction and the secretion of bile into the small intestine. 3. Describe the amphipathic structure of bile salts and why this is important. 4. Describe the absorption of bile acids and salts in the small intestine and the enterohepatic circulation. 5. Explain differences among handling of primary and secondary bile salts and bile acids. And 6. Describe the cellular mechanisms for the recycling of bile salts. Bile has several essential functions that it performs in the body. You might first think of bile's role in the digestion and absorption of fats and fat-soluble vitamins. It is also responsible for the elimination of certain waste products such as bilirubin from destroyed red blood cells and excess cholesterol. Some drugs are excreted via bile as well. In this audio brick, we will explore the composition of bile, how it is secreted, and its various actions within the body. Part 1. What is bile? Bile is a greenish-yellow fluid produced by the liver. It is stored in the gallbladder and released into the small intestine where it aids digestion by breaking down fats into fatty acids. About 95% of bile is water. The rest of bile contains bile salts, which is a salt form of bile acids. There's also cholesterol, phospholipids, bilirubin, which is a yellow-orange bile pigment produced by the breakdown of red blood cells that gives bile its characteristic color, and inorganic salts. Let's discuss how bile is secreted and stored. Bile is produced by hepatocytes and secreted into the lumen of the bile canaliculi, which are thin tubes that collect bile. They're also known as the bile capillaries. The bile canaliculi run parallel and counter to the blood flow through the hepatic sinusoids. The walls of bile canaliculi are formed by the apical membranes of adjoining hepatocytes. They empty into the bile ducts, then they are excreted into the small intestine or stored in the gallbladder. Bile salt export pump, or BSEP, an adenosine triphosphate ATP-dependent protein embedded in the apical membrane of hepatocytes, transports inorganic salts like phospholipids and bile acids into the bile canaliculus lumen, thereby creating bile. The primary bile acids, often referred to as bile salts because of their acid-base status, are produced by hepatocytes and pumped into the lumen of bile canaliculi. Secondary bile acids, or salts, are produced in the gut and will be discussed later. Bile moves through the bile canaliculi and eventually drains into the hepatic bile ducts. From here, it can flow into the duodenum or be stored in the gallbladder. Bile sent to the gallbladder for storage is concentrated via the gallbladder epithelial cells. Sodium hydrogen antiporter proteins are embedded in the apical membranes of the gallbladder epithelial cells. These transport proteins remove sodium from the bile solution stored in the lumen of the gallbladder in exchange for a hydrogen ion. By osmosis, water follows sodium out of the bile solution and into the epithelial cells. With less water in solution, the bile becomes concentrated. Let's stop for a quiz. Which organ and which type of cell are responsible for the concentration of bile? Bile is concentrated in the gallbladder by gallbladder epithelial cells via removal of sodium and water. Part 2. How is bile released into the duodenum? Bile is released into the duodenum in response to the hormone cholecystokinin, or CCK. I cells, a subtype of enteroendocrine cells, and the mucosal lining of the duodenum and jejunum detect fatty acids and amino acids, and in response to release of CCK, a peptide hormone. Let's take a minute to envision location and anatomy of the gallbladder as it relates to the liver, duodenum, and pancreas. The gallbladder sits on the right upper side of the abdomen, just inferior to the liver. It is connected to the liver by way of the common hepatic duct. The gallbladder sits superior to the head of the pancreas and duodenum. The gallbladder has a tube that exits its sac-like structure named the cystic duct that branches into the aforementioned hepatic duct and the common bile duct. The common bile duct traverses through the head of the pancreas as it connects directly through the duodenum through a small opening in its wall called the sphincter of Oddi. Another notable region is the ampullovater, and is located at the juncture of the common hepatic duct and the main pancreatic duct. CCK has a number of physiologic functions. First, it stimulates bile flow into the duodenum via the gallbladder, and it also stimulates bile duct contraction. CCK also causes the pancreas to secrete enzymes such as lipase and causes the relaxation of the sphincter of Oddi, the muscle that controls the opening of the common bile duct and main pancreatic duct into the duodenum. This makes sense, as fat emulsification by bile acids needs to be coupled with breakdown of triglycerides by lipase, and the sphincter of Oddi needs to open to allow the bile and pancreatic enzymes to flow into the duodenum. You can remember the functions of CCK by thinking about what needs to be done to get bile to the duodenum. The name itself can help you remember. Cholecyst means bile sac or gallbladder, and kinin means to move. So cholecystokinin literally means to move or contract the gallbladder. Here's a clinical correlation. A tumor at the head of the pancreas or pancreatic adenocarcinoma can compress the ampullovater, which is the dilated end of the duct just after the junction of the bile and pancreatic ducts, prior to the opening into the duodenum. This compression prevents bile and pancreatic enzymes from flowing into the duodenum. The tumor can present with signs and symptoms of pancreatitis, cholecystitis, and elevated liver enzymes, similar to a gallstone obstructing the region. Let's stop for another quiz. Cholecystokinin, or CCK, causes what effects in the gallbladder and sphincter of Oddi? CCK causes contraction of the gallbladder and relaxation of the sphincter of Oddi. These effects aid in the flow of bile from the gallbladder into the duodenum. Part 3. Why is the structure of bile salts important? Bile salts play a key role in the digestion and absorption of fats. Bile salts have an amphipathic structure, which means that they contain both hydrophobic, or water-repelling, and hydrophilic, or water-attracting portions. They have a carbon backbone that is hydrophobic and a number of hydroxy side groups that are hydrophilic. Lipids, on the other hand, are entirely hydrophobic. While in the aqueous environment of the gut, lipids aggregate to decrease the surface area to volume ratio. In other words, by congregating into one sphere, the lipids form to the most optimal structure for limiting the amount of contact they need to have within water. This is where bile salts come in. The hydrophobic tails of the bile salts interact with the lipid molecules and the hydrophilic heads associate with the aqueous chyme. This creates a stable mixture of lipid droplets in the watery environment. The hydrophilic heads also prevent small lipid droplets, called micelles, from re-aggregating into large particles. Micelles have a larger surface area to volume ratio than large lipid droplets do, which means enzymes have more area to work on with the smaller volume to digest. Lipase is a pancreatic enzyme that digests the bile emulsified lipid into the small intestine, breaking down triglycerides into component-free fatty acids. These component fatty acids then diffuse across the enterocyte membrane, where they are absorbed. Without bile, lipids would be far too large to be absorbed. Part 4. How are bile salts recycled? The body uses a mechanism known as enterohepatic circulation to recycle bile salts. This system accounts for about 95% of secreted bile salts. Only about 5% are newly synthesized as needed. In the hepatocytes lining in the biocanaliculi, bile acids are conjugated with either glycine or taurine, creating primary bile salts. When these bile salts reach the gut, enteric bacteria remove a hydrogen group on some of the primary bile salts, thereby creating secondary bile salts. These secondary bile salts enter the enteric venous circulation via active transport across the enterocytes in the ileum. Once in the superior and inferior mesenteric veins, the venous circulation that drains the gut, the bile salts eventually make their way back to the liver. Because the liver filters most of the enteric venous blood, it can extract the bile salts from the blood and reuse them. Here's another quiz before we wrap up. Which part of the gastrointestinal system synthesizes secondary bile salts? Gut bacteria synthesize secondary bile salts. And that brings us to the end of the bile secretion and function. Now let's recap to see if we completed our goals. First, can you name the cell type that concentrates bile as it is stored in the gallbladder? The gallbladder epithelial cells have embedded sodium hydrogen antiporter proteins. These proteins remove sodium from the bile solution by osmosis. Water follows sodium out of the bile solution and into the epithelial cells. With less water in solution, the bile becomes concentrated. Second, can you name the hormone that stimulates the endocrine mechanism for the gallbladder contraction and secretion of bile into the small intestine? The hormone is known as cholecystokinin, or CCK. Third, are you able to describe the importance of the amphipathic structure of bile salts as it relates to lipid processing in the gut? Bile salts have a hydrophobic and hydrophilic portions. This provides an optimal environment of the hydrophobic lipid molecules to interact with bile and allow lipase to break down lipid molecules into free fatty acids ready for absorption in the small intestine. Fourth, are you able to name the two amino acids essential for creation of bile salts? Glycine and taurine are essential for bile acids to be conjugated during the creation of primary bile salts. Fifth, and finally, can you describe the cellular mechanisms for recycling of bile salts? Enteric bacteria are able to remove a hydrogen group from the primary bile salts in the small intestine, creating secondary bile salts. Secondary bile salts enter the venous circulation via active transport across enterocytes in the ileum. Once the secondary bile salts reach the superior and inferior mesenteric veins, the bile salts eventually make their way back to the liver for reuse. And that's it. Armed with your newfound knowledge on bile secretion and function, let's get back to the patient from the beginning of this episode. Today, you are seeing Fred, a 62-year-old male with painless jaundice. After a CT scan, you notice a small mass at the head of the pancreas. How do you explain your findings and why Fred is jaundiced? You explain that the pancreatic mass is compressing the ampulla vaida, which is the location of the juncture of the common hepatic duct and the main pancreatic duct. You further explain that this compression obstructs the flow of bile as it attempts to enter the small bowel. As a result, there is a buildup of bile in the blood causing jaundice, which is that yellow discoloration that he is seeing in his eyes and on his skin. You note that the compression of the ampulla vater can also prevent pancreatic enzymes from entering the small bowel, and pancreatitis can occur. Fred says, "Sounds like we have to remove the obstruction so everything flows where it should." You tell him that you'd like him to talk to an oncologist to help decide the best option and plan of treatment. And that's it for our show. Make sure you like and subscribe if you like what you hear, and remember, your feedback helps us to improve. You can also enjoy the full BRIC experience online at www.usmle-rx.com, complete with illustrations, questions, flashcards, and active learning. So go check that out if you haven't already. Until next time,